Parkinson's nurse is a nurse who has expertise in managing Parkinson's and other movement disorders. They can provide a vital link between general practice and neurology services to people living with Parkinson's in the community. Some studies that we've done, particularly in the UK, where Parkinson's nursing is a significant discipline over there, what we've actually noticed is that there's actually an improving client wellbeing. There's also a reduction in cost to the healthcare system because people are often seeing a nurse, and where they'd otherwise see a doctor and go and have a fairly expensive medical appointment, the nurse can often deal with many of the problems. Nurses are also really good at working in an interdisciplinary way, making sure that if someone's got a problem with walking and they're falling, we refer to physiotherapy in the first instance and make sure we address those issues, which can often be a really significant cause of hospitalisation, so stopping people from getting to the emergency department as well.
How many Parkinson's nurses are there in Australia?
In Australia, we think there's around about 33 of us who work full-time in movement disorders, predominantly Parkinson's disease. Of that 33, there's only a very small percentage who are actually funded within healthcare networks. Most are funded through industries, that's pharmaceutical industries, to support specific drug therapies, or as research nurses, and they're researching in the world of movement disorders.
Should the government be funding Parkinson's nurses, do you think?
Given that there's a fairly proven track record in overseas models, such in Europe and in the UK, as providing significant benefit both to the system but also the more intangible benefit to the person living with Parkinson's quality of life, from my opinion, yes, I think they should, but the government opinion is not quite there yet.
Where is the closest Parkinson's nurse based to Gippsland?
At the moment, that would actually probably be me, who works at Parkinson's Victoria, and I also have statewide responsibility, so I don't...
And you're in Melbourne.
Yeah, and I also don't get to do that direct patient contact that would be most important to help manage disease.
I'm Peter Raymond, President of Parkinson's Victoria.
Now, is one Parkinson's nurse going to be enough to cover this entire region? Do we need more Parkinson's nurses funded?
No. Look, one's not enough, but one's very much better than none. And for the people who currently have to travel 4 or 5 hours to Melbourne and then turn around and come back to see a neurologist or to see an occupational therapist or to see an expert in movement disorder, one nurse locally would make an enormous difference. I was diagnosed in my early 50s and probably had Parkinson's at least 5 or 6 years before that. About 20% of people are under 60, and those people are working. They've got children, they've got school fees to pay, they've got families to look after, and they're struggling to cope with Parkinson's as well. So you're right, it isn't just a 70 and 80-year-old nursing home problem. It's an issue that affects people in their 40s and 50s. I don't have a tremor, so I'm fortunate that I don't shake, but I get very, very weary. My handwriting is illegible. Physical movement is difficult. Simple things like playing Lego with my grandchildren, trying to manage little Lego bricks, is very difficult. Just moving, turning over in bed, simple things, putting money in my wallet, picking things up off the floor, handling utensils, home handyman jobs, they're things I can't do anymore. I was an active sports person, so I've had to give up cricket and tennis and things like that.
So you were diagnosed with Parkinson's in the prime of your life?
Yes, absolutely. I was playing high-level cricket, tennis, working a corporate job, travelling, and it never occurred to me that I had a neurological condition. My children said, "Dad, you're just getting old." And or it was arthritis. It took a while to diagnose, but when it was diagnosed, it was quite a surprise to find out that I had a brain disorder.
How do you live with it? How do you manage it on a day-to-day basis? Talk me through an average day.
Pills. Medication. First thing in the morning, I would take about 17 different pills, and then during the day, I take every 3 or 4 hours, I take about another 2 or 3, and then at night, I take about 3 or 4. So medication is the way my condition is treated, and that's the way most people's condition is treated. It's not cured, but the symptoms are managed. So that enables me to walk and talk and work and well, when I say work, voluntary work, that enables me to lead a relatively healthy, productive life.
And have you needed to access a Parkinson's nurse?
No, I'm lucky because I live in Melbourne. So my neurologist is 20 minutes away. And nursing facilities, occupational therapists, speech therapists are all within 20 minutes. So that's the advantage of living in metropolitan cities. And for people who live in Gippsland, they don't have any of those advantages.